Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas. Today being the 30th of April 2026, I'm joined by my co-host Luckett Peris here on www.goforgold.lk as we start off administrative news. Right, Sri Lanka Cricket have a new interim committee under the direction of the Sports Ministry. Mr. Eran Wickramaratne has been appointed as chairman. Roshan Mahanama, Kumar Sangakkara, Siddharth Vethamuni are in the fold together with Tusira Radella, Avanti Kolumbage, Prakash Shafter, Upul Kumar Peruma, and Mr. Dinal Phillips. So that's the new interim committee. On behalf of www.goforgold.lk, my co-host Luckett Peris, myself and the rest of our listeners, we wish them all the very best to have a smooth run without let or hindrance in all their endeavours. Right, the New Zealand-Bangladesh game, the third T20 sadly was abandoned due to inclement weather. But then we have one game coming up today as well. Sri Lanka women will take on Bangladesh women in the second T20 game. And that is scheduled to get underway 1 o'clock. Sri Lanka time. Live coverage is scheduled to be telecast on Dialogue TV. Yesterday at the Wankhede Stadium, it was another massive run scoring feast between Mumbai Indians and Sunrisers Hyderabad. And Sunrisers Hyderabad have beaten Mumbai Indians comprehensively by 6 wickets after Mumbai Indians winning the toss, electing to bat first, made 243 for 5 wickets. Ryan Rickleton brought back into the side, the South African left-hander, thumped 123 runs in 55 deliveries, 10 boundaries, 8 massive sixes, and a strike rate of 223. He was joined by Will Jacks, who made 48 in 22 deliveries, and skipper Hardik Pandya contributed 31. As far as the bowling is concerned, only 2 SRH bowlers were impressive. Pat Cummings went wicketless for 30, and Sri Lanka's Ishan Malinga, who received a lot of praise, took 1 for 29 in his 4-over spell. Now, just analyse the bowling. 243 runs was scored, and in 8 overs, both Malinga and Pat Cummings only conceded 59 runs. That's why the icon Ian Bishop had a lot of praise for Ishan Malinga. So did the rest of the commentators. They all said that he seems to be a very tricky bowler, very deceptive with his spin. He has a late reverse swing and looks very effective and has definitely improved playing in the IPL. So well done, Ishan Malinga. Lots of pride, I think, for all Sri Lankan cricketers. Sunrisers Hyderabad get to the target in 18.4 overs. They make 249 for 4. So they have won this game comprehensively by 6 wickets. Travis Head top scored with 76. Hendish Klass and the South African remain unbeaten on 65. Abhishek Sharma, the opener, made 45. And Arora was unbeaten on 30. So Mumbai Indians still struggling to get their act right. And by the looks of it, I just doubt very much that they'll come into the equation of the playoffs, because out of the 8 games they have played, they've won only 2 games and they've lost 6 games. But when we come to the points table, the chart tomorrow, I'll give you more information on how and what the teams that are in pursuit will qualify for the playoffs. So please look forward to that. And also tomorrow, we'll be having our schedule of the school's rugby coming up over the weekend. And this is the second week in Dialogue Schools League Rugby, which is another interesting sport for all of us here in Sri Lanka. Right, the games coming up today. Apologies. Sri Lanka women taking on Bangladesh. And also, we have Gujarat Titans taking on Royal Challengers Bangalore. Look forward to your company again tomorrow at the same time. Meantime, get your headsets on as we play you a couple of songs for your listening pleasure.